We have had days of cold and snowy weather, and my seedlings are not happy. They are taking up all the space on the kitchen table and stretching for what little sunlight they can get from the sliding glass doors, and we're just waiting for the weather to break and the sun to come back out. I am Amy Grisak, the pest patrol expert from PlantersPlace.com, and I know what's going on with my plants right now, but I wanted to talk to you about a few reasons why your seedlings might be failing or at least not looking very good at this time of the year. Now, plants obviously can't speak to us, but they can give us a lot of hints, a lot of tips on what is going wrong. So, the first thing you need to do is take a look at them and figure out what these signs mean for you and your plants. So, brown or yellow leaf tips. This is one that is quite common, especially early in the season. And actually, some of my tomatoes are exhibiting this as well, but that is due from too much light at once. A couple of weeks ago, we finally got some decent enough weather that I could start setting the seedlings out in the greenhouse during the day. And that intense sun, I mean, they're not used to that much, even when they're under grow lights. Setting them out in some place where there's intense sunlight can burn those tips. So that's what happens. So they're going to outgrow it. It's not going to affect them, but the tips are looking a little haggard at the moment. So it's good to know. And when I put them back out in the greenhouse, I'll probably try to shade them a little bit just to kind of ease them into the intense sunlight instead of having everything hit them at once. Now, another situation that's really critical is if all of a sudden your seedlings just die suddenly, especially if they seem to wither at the soil line and tip over. Unfortunately, this is most likely a fungal disease called damping off. There's nothing you can do about it, but there's lots you can do to prevent it. Number one is to have a sterile potting or planting medium. So, and most of the bags of potting soil that we can buy today commercially, they're sterile. They're typically good, but it's why you don't want to reuse old soil type stuff. Years and years ago, when I planted seedlings on a massive scale, I mean 2,000 basil plants and thousands of other plants, I would go to a place along Flathead Lake here in Montana, and they would load up an entire pickup bed full of potting soil. Which is it's lovely. I loved doing that. But because it was all exposed and out, I often had to cook my potting soil. So I would put it in a turkey roaster and put it in the oven 350, I think, for like 20, 30, 40 minutes till it smelled. It smelled pretty bad. But that was killing the potential fungal pathogens and other diseases in that soil. But like I said, for most of us, when we're buying it commercially, everything's good. Just don't reuse stuff. The other thing you don't want to do is overwater the plants because it definitely can perpetuate that infection. So keep the watering under control, which is kind of challenging to do, but it also solves actually a lot of problems even beyond damping off. Now, sometimes your seedling's leaves will just droop. Just, one moment they look fine, the next, ugh, they don't. And this definitely can be overwatering. Once again, it's too much of a good thing type. So make sure you have adequate drainage holes in the bottom of your containers. A lot of times we can buy these plastic flats at garden stores, nurseries, that type of thing, and they don't have holes in the bottom. So that's definitely keep that in mind. And then if you're recycling containers, using yogurt containers or anything like that, be sure to stab 5, 6, 7 holes in the bottom so water can run through readily. Overwatering is, it's not instant death to plants, but it's definitely causes a struggle. Now, if your seedlings all of a sudden start developing kind of reddish leaves, or kind of purplishly looking, and their growth is stunted, that one of the first indicators is might be a phosphorus deficiency. So the leaf color in that instance will let you know that there's either not enough phosphorus in the soil, which is easily remedied with a fertilizer, or it can be too cool, and therefore they cannot basically upload the phosphorus. They can't utilize it. It's there, but it's not made available physiologically, just because it's too cool and they can't process it. So in that case, you know, if it's out somewhere where it just, you can't warm it up so much, you know, maybe try to get heating mats underneath your plants, which are great. Plants love heating mats. Seedlings love heating mats. So get the heating mats underneath, or even get a heater out in your greenhouse. If it's a cold frame, of course, that's difficult, but you can always use heating mats and cold frames. Or, you know, like I did these last week, I just brought them inside because I knew even if I had a heater going, it would be a struggle. I mean, we were 11 degrees this morning, and it'd be a struggle to keep them warm enough to keep them happy. Another issue that you might see are curled, even crumbly leaves. So these are a little, it's a little bit different than the brown or the yellow tips or ends on them, because it's more of the leaf. It's not just the ends of them. It's more the leaf. And one of the reasons is sometimes the direct sunlight, you know, similar to the burning of the ones when the tips are done, but a lot of times it's too dry. So when they are drying out rapidly, which can happen rather quickly, depending on the type of soil, potting soil you're using, and also your conditions. So if they're drying out too rapidly, of course, those leaves are going to desiccate. They can curl up, crumble, and die. If you stay on top of it, it will be fine, and you know, possibly providing a little diffusion of the direct sunlight, and of course making sure that the soil stays moist, not over sogged, but definitely you don't want them to dry out. Probably the most common complaint I would say that I hear about transplants, or not transplants, the seedlings, are long and leggy plants. And boy, oh boy, mine are sure the example of that right now. So they are stretching to the sunlight, but thankfully our weather is going to change so they can be out in the greenhouse again. Now, when you are growing plants indoors, if you're using lights and they start looking leggy, you got to drop that light closer to the plant. A lot of people will have a fluorescent light or an LED light 2 to 4 inches above the plant. So that's going to keep them growing solid and sturdy, and they're not going to be stretching for the light. I don't have any place where I can set up lights like that, so I use the windowsills early in the season, and I will move them from window to window in the sunniest windows of the house just to try to keep enough light on them, and definitely turn them too. You'll notice that really quickly, it's really kind of interesting, is how quickly a plant will lean towards the light, and then you turn it around and by golly, it leans back. So I kind of see it as little plant sit-ups as you're turning it and keep making sure that light is on it as long and as direct as possible during the spring. So like I said, a few of my plants are looking pretty leggy and pretty stressed, but the good news is, as I look outside right now, the sunshine is shining bright. I think the frost should be off the greenhouse, and I think I better go and put those flats outside. So I hope this answers a few of your questions, what might be happening with your seedlings if they're not looking super healthy. Be sure to check out more responses on plantersplace.com. And if you have any more questions on what pests might be bugging your garden or how to handle deer and other furry pests, definitely check me out on the Pest Patrol blog. So thanks again. This is Amy from plantersplace.com.